The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcast. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. Everyone knows that my podcasts take a lot of scale to make, right? Pun very much intended, as we're talking about a scaly scandal of an animal, the pangolin. So roll up if you want to hear more about this bizarre animal. You ready? Let's roll out the facts. So, first up, what is a pangolin? A pangolin is an armadillo-like creature with a hard shell made entirely of keratin, the same material that your fingernails are made out of. These creatures are the only mammals on Earth who have scales, which seems a little shellfish, doesn't it? Bad puns aside, this actually comes in handy when the pangolin finds itself in peril, as it'll roll up into a scaly ball, like a hedgehog in shining armour. In this defensive stance, the only thing that predators are going to get a taste out of is their broken teeth. Native to Africa, these solitary animals are mainly nocturnal, meaning that they're quite the night owls. They'll spend nights scavenging around for their favourite food, ants and termites. And if you've heard my giant anteater podcast, you know exactly how this armoured aardvark guzzles its grub down. That's right, with its tongue, which can grow up to 2 feet and 4 inches long. Despite their appearance, pangolins show no relation to anteaters, even though one of the names for a pangolin is literally scaly anteater. I guess they're anti-anteaters, wouldn't you agree? Unfortunately, despite how interesting this creature sounds, pangolins are one of the most heavily trafficked animals in the world, as well as the most endangered. You see, many people in Asia see pangolins as a delicacy dinner, so it's not uncommon to see these creatures be poached for their meat. And if that wasn't bad enough, pangolins are also a target of illegal trafficking, as, due to popular belief, many people believe that the scales of these creatures can be used as a medicine to cure a multitude of diseases, which, even to this day, has not been completely proven. It's because of this that the pangolins are growing more and more endangered by the minute. So, how many pangolins are left? Honestly, no one truly knows the answer due to the lack of studies that have been done, but what we do know is that 200,000 of these majestic creatures are killed every year. 200,000 for crying out loud. Now, all hope is not lost, as great efforts are being made to preserve the species, conservations and charities alike. However, the fate of this species ultimately rests in the hands of humanity, and the outcome of this species is truly never certain. Okay, to make up for that particularly dark subject matter, why not make it up to you with something remarkable? Something like, pangolins can climb trees? I'm not kidding! Using their super sharp claws, they can easily scale the tallest tree, whilst using only their tail for balance. And not only that, but pangolins play a huge role in our ecosystem, as a single pangolin can vacuum up to 70 million insects per year. Not bad for an armoured Henry the Hoover. Well, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it! So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.